15 prisoners as always. Join with you this time. There is with you this time a feeling of tranquility and peace, which is not always with you.
Nice to know. Thank you. We don't always seem to notice these things that you do.
Yes. It takes a little more sensitivity to use the spiritual aspects of yourselves to recognize within this room the energy which is being given off by each one of you. But that brings us nicely to what I wish you to do this evening. I will answer any questions you may have, but for this time, I would like you to take part in an exercise whereby the spiritual sensitivity comes to the fore with each one of you. To do that, my dear friends, I wish that each one of you goes around this room, looks deeply at each person, and to find one thing that is positive, one thing that is not so positive, and perhaps give us your thoughts as to how the less than positive aspect can be transmuted into more sensitive areas of being. Do you understand what I am saying to you?
Do we physically have to get up and look at the person, or can we do it from our seats?
From your seats.
Yes.
Yes.
Just one person or everyone in the room?
Each one in everyone the room. Again. Yes. You will find it interesting, I hope. But it is an exercise for growth.
Yeah.
You understand?
It is the spiritual aspect.
That you will be using, yes. It is all too common that you use only those physical senses rather than try to see the true aspect of the being. So, I hope you will take part, my dear friends, And whilst this is happening, I hope to work a little more deeply with this instrument. Therefore, I ask that any conversation may not be too loud.
Yeah. Will you be coming back to comment on what we say?
No.
No.
But I will be aware, and perhaps next time.
Yes, thank you. Yeah. I always find it interesting to know how far off course we are.
Yes, I understand.
Thank you.
Now, before we begin, do you have any questions for me?
Any questions, anyone? I'm sure Georgia.
Yes, I'd like to refer to the news, the TV news, this morning, and stocks and shares market worldwide seems to have settled somewhat at about two-thirds the value that it had earlier this year. And secondly, we seem to be heading into an industry and trade recession. And thirdly, there was a very honest reference to a UFO encounter that happened in 1991 over Heathrow Airport. Nice to have a really honest reference on the news media. And with those three things, it left me feeling that these are all things that the world needs, and it seems to be in line with the teaching. And I just wondered if you would agree with that.
I, of course, cannot dispute the teaching, but yes, when honesty and truth surface, this can only be for the betterment of mankind. Only when mankind realizes that honesty is part of the spiritual being, only then will mankind realize the true aspect of living. No matter what time in your earthly history, there has always been highs and lows of earthly living, whether it entails the many wars, the ravaging of land, or as you speak of now, the deep depression as regards trade and monies. All of these things are part of the evolution of your world. Remember, I have always said there is positive and negative. And if you wish to simplify your lives, then remember those two words. Positive, negative, good, bad, dark, light. Each needs the other to survive. And this crisis that you are all feeling at this time, of course, will pass. But it will leave behind the recognition for change. And that is the true purpose of these things.
Yes.
The realization and the change which must take place.
Yes, I was wondering if it was part of the process of
yes.
simplification of life.
Yes. It is to help mankind recognize what is important in your lives. That importance is not gained through wealth and materialistic things, but by going inwards and recognizing how you say the brotherhood of all mankind in the goodness and the love which should be extended to all peoples in your world. That is what mankind must strive for. You understand?
Yes, yes, thank you. That's a nice clarification for us. Also, I know a number of people are finding it quite difficult to understand what is happening because there's a tendency to think of it entirely in physical terms.
It is only a physical thing. That is what you need to remember. And of course it is important that you survive and live well. We do not mean that you should live your lives on this planet in poverty and deprivation. That is not our meaning. I have spoken in the past. You can have much wealth and still be the most spiritual of people.
Yeah.
So do not assume that wealth is wrong. That is not so. It is the craving and the greed which goes with it that is so wrong.
Yes, I think how it is regarded were your words before.
Too many of men in your world, it has become their god. To the neglect of all things spiritual. And I will leave you with one word again, which conquers all things. And that word is love. It is small in number, in letters, but it is huge for your existence. And now, with those closing words, my dear friends, I will withdraw and work with this instrument and allow each one of you to go around this room and let us see what happens.
Thank you. It's been lovely to be with us again.
I might just ask if your instrument is included in this.
No, I will be working with her.
So we.
She will not take part this time.